How to use job reports to find the next hot industry, stock, or company to invest in. Ladies and gentlemen, one thing I struggle with is we all know what's happening today, but how do we know what is going to be the thing tomorrow? What is going to be the next big internet? Well, with this video, I'm going to show you exactly how to look up, how to find the jobs reports, employment predictions, and how to use that to figure out or to see the next big industry. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you are now tuned into the Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dykes, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, just in case you haven't done it already, go ahead. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell icon. Hit that like, comment, and share button. Like I was saying earlier, we're going to talk about today how to use a jobs report to find the new hot industry. I had a conversation the other day. I said, you know what? What is going to be the next internet? You know, we all know the internet came out probably like, and I want to say it started back in the 70s. A version of the internet kind of started, and it kind of, you know, gotten popular, got into everyone's homes in the 90s, and, you know, it just exploded in 2000s, right? So now I'm asking myself, what is the next thing? How do you figure out what's next? We know what great companies are, but what's the next great company? What's the next great industry or the sector? And then I thought about it, did a little research here, and I'm going to show you guys how to do exactly that. So right here, what I'm going to pull up on my screen here for the people that are catching this video version, I'm going to pull up the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. This is site BLS.gov. This is Bravo Lima Sierra.gov, BLS.gov. Now, once you do BLS.gov, now you are, now that you have this company here, not this company, but this website, this is a government, it's a U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. So just like the title would suggest, this is the U.S. Bureau, they give a lot of labor statistics, you know, what's coming, what's going, unemployment, what roles, what went down, a lot of great reports and analytical data they put out. Now, some people may say, well, I don't believe their data or whatnot, but my question is, do you have better data? If you don't have better data, you have to go with what is provided, right? So now let's look at it. Now, one of the reports that I like that they put out a lot, I'm going to share here on the screen here so you guys and girls can see it, is their projected employment. So right here, this is on September 1st. They just released this report. They put out on September 1st at 10 a.m. Eastern. They put out the employment projections for 2019 to 2029. From 2019 to 2029, this is the employment projections. So this is the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the U.S. Department of Labor. The U.S. Department of Labor, this is their statistics, right? Right here, they put out this nice little chart here. The 10 fastest growing occupations projected from 2019 all the way to 2029, the next decade. What are the hottest jobs? The number one hottest job they have, I'm assuming they put this in, yeah, they did. The number one job they have is a wind turbine service technician. I never even thought about this job, ladies and gentlemen. Number one is wind turbine service technician. Number two is a nurse practitioner, which I kind of expected. Number three is a solar panel installer, right? Number four, a statistician, who do a lot of numbers or whatnot. Number five is occupational therapist. I'm guessing you're seeing healthcare, right? So we're going to keep going. Number six is home health and personal care aides. Number four, physical therapy. Number five, medical and health service managers. Number six, a physician assistant. Number four, information security analysis. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as you saw me, as I just named out the top 10 fastest growing job and occupations for the next decade, you would notice half of them are in the healthcare industry. Number one is nurse practitioner, where it came in at number two. Then you got occupational therapy. Then you have healthcare and personal care aides. Then you also have a physical therapist. Then you also have a medical and health services and a physical. So I'm sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. 80% of the new jobs that the U.S. Labor Department is predicting is in the healthcare field. Now, when you see, okay, well, 80% of the fastest growing occupations in the next decade is healthcare, the first thing you got to realize is this is the baby boomers. The baby boomers are retiring. The baby boomers, you know, after World War II, a lot of service members came home and you saw a lot of babies being created in around that 50s and 60s era. And with all these babies being created, now all these babies are getting old and they are retiring. As these babies becoming old and retiring, the healthcare industry is projected to grow like crazy. Now that you know that, now you got to ask yourself, if the healthcare industry is growing, who is in position to benefit the most out of healthcare? Is it pharmaceutical companies or the healthcare provider companies? Now you can look into different hospitals or people who are in the healthcare arena to say, hey, look, if the occupations are growing, you know the industry has to be growing. If the occupations, if jobs are growing in that area, you know for certain that jobs have to be growing. Now that we know healthcare, let's take, for example, let's take the one that was a surprise to me. I never heard of a wind turbine service. I knew what a wind turbine was, and I knew somebody worked on them, but I didn't know that industry was growing like this. This is a job that doesn't even require a degree. You can go to a community college and become a wind turbine service technician, from what I understand. Now, you want to ask yourself, well, who is the number one wind turbines company? You can go ask yourself, who's the number one provider of wind turbines companies? Now, I came up with this company here that I have pulled up on my screen. Let me pull it up here. Now, if you know someone in healthcare and you know the healthcare industry very well, you can use this to say, well, who's the number one healthcare person? When we look here, I found this company. I think it's called, butcher this name here, B-S-T-A-S, Vesta, what it sounds like. It's a wind turbines company. It's a Danish manufacturer, and it has $12 billion in euros as of last year, which is probably about $14 billion, if I'm not mistaken. The stock is going for $50. It's unprofitable. It's a Danish company. This is a company that you could say, this is how you can find, okay, I never heard of this company. It's an overseas company. This is how you can find something new in a growing industry. The second one was healthcare. Who's the largest healthcare provider? Now, once you search that, you may come up with a new company. So now I want to know who is the largest provider of wind turbine companies. Because if you're hiring people, that is a leading indicator. As you saw in my previous episode, when you're hiring people in a sector, that is a leading indicator. Now I want to go into that sector. I want to find out who's the top three into that sector. And that way you can start narrowing down which companies does what. Which companies provide the best service? Who has the best competitive advantage? Looking at their top line revenue, looking at their bottom line revenue, looking at their cash flow, their balance sheets, who has the strongest financials to be able to, who's profitable, who's not profitable, who has the strongest financials to be able to take advantage of one of the top 10 fastest growing industries in the next decade. This is a way you can position yourself and build a portfolio of finding out what's next, who's going to grow next, right? So this is how you can use a jobs report by the U.S. Labor Department. You can look at their top 10 in September 1st, which is a day or two ago. They just put top 10 fastest growing sectors within the next decade. You can utilize that information to say, if 80% of the jobs fastest growing sector is healthcare, I need to position which companies are in position to take advantage of this fast growing industry. You find those companies, you can search healthcare. Who's the top one, two companies in healthcare? You can look at the top one, two, or three, go through their finances. And this is how you can utilize the jobs report as a leading indicator to find who's next. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys and girls took away something from this episode. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else crazy you see me do around the globe, peace, be safe, I'm out, thank you.